It was the last week of Jesus' ministry on earth. He was in Jerusalem, sharing parables with his disciples and all others that would hear. And he told them a story. I was once hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me into your home. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me. But then the righteous ones replied, Lord, when did we feed you or give you something to drink or show you hospitality or give you clothing or visit you? And Jesus said, I tell you the truth. When you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me. Do you ever feel alone, unable to care for those in need around you? Do you pray that you could see those around you with the eyes of Jesus, to see others as Jesus sees you? Well, the theme for this meditation from Matthew chapter 5 is showing mercy to the least of those around us, realizing there are very real emotional and physical needs in everyone that you pass. So may you show mercy as Christ has shown you mercy. And now begin your time of meditation by slipping into a time and a place where you can rest comforted by the grace and mercy of God. Just take this opening moment now to center your mind. Shutter your eyes closed and quiet your breathing. And for a moment, rest in silence as you contemplate the care of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Safe in this divine retreat, listen and respond to this reading from Ephesians chapter 4, and as I lead us, answer, Lord God, help me always show mercy to others. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and animosity be put away from you. And Lord God, help me always show mercy to others. And let all resentment, strife, fault-finding, and slander be put away from you as well. And Lord God, help me always show mercy to others. And let every kind of malice, spitefulness, verbal abuse, and malevolence be put away from you. So, Lord God, help me always show mercy to others. Spend a few more moments now being known. No longer alone, and being more aware of the needs around you. Now, whether at first or last light, what is the dominant feeling in your mind right now? Just take note of it and start there as you come to God. Let that mood be the beginning of your time in prayer. What is your primary physical or emotional need? Take note of it and start there as you bring it to God. Be honest with your Heavenly Father as He showers you with His mercy. for this next minute, continue in prayer as you gently whisper, Lord God, help me always show mercy to others. Let mercy now be your sacred word. Now continue on in stillness by centering on your breathing. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes. And along with me, take 3 deep, slow breaths from your belly. Just in through your nose and out through your mouth. As you inhale and exhale, center on your breathing as you whisper silently, Lord God, help me always show mercy to others. Even as you breathe, practice being aware. Each breath unique, refreshing, cleansing. Breathe in His grace and breathe out bitterness. Your mind may drift here and there. Not to worry. Just let the wandering be a gentle reminder to pause and center back on your breathing. I will give you a minute, but try counting back from 10, and with each exhale, silently whisper your sacred word, mercy. As you breathe, stay centered on being known by the Holy Father. Become deeply aware of the guiding hand of the Holy Spirit and mindful of the love of Christ. As your mind wanders, as it drift. That's fine. Just pause, breathe, and center back on being known by God. Take another minute now to stay centered as you whisper your centering prayer. Lord God, help me always show mercy to others. Continue on now as you listen to this passage, these words of truth from Matthew chapter 5, verse 7, and we'll begin in the Christian Standard Bible. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Which words spoke to you? Listen once more and be mindful of what you think God wants you to hear. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. What deeper meaning did you hear from this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to be aware of the mercy and grace of God. Listen once more, but consider now all of the Beatitudes from the English Standard Version. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. And blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. What became more clear after listening to this wider reading? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing and being aware of the blessings of God. this third reading, let the scripture softly resonate in deeper reflection as you listen now from the New American Standard Bible. He opened his mouth and began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. And blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. And blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what now is your next step towards God? I want to give you this minute for these Beatitudes to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just acknowledge it and pause, relax, and bring your attention back to your breath as you reflect on these blessings recounted by Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount. Now, resting in a quiet moment of imaginative contemplation, return once more to this teaching. Imagine seeing yourself sitting on the hillside listening to Jesus. The sun is setting. You feel the cool breeze over your face, listening to his gentle voice. Do you feel alone? Are you poor in spirit? Are you mourning? Are you kind? Do you hunger for righteousness? Are you merciful, pure in heart, a peacemaker? Or do you feel persecuted and insulted? Well, rest here. You are not alone. But rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. So for this next minute, contemplate these blessings and accept your reward. Center once more on your breathing, and only when you're ready, slowly start to open your eyes. Do you feel transformed from how we began? I pray that you feel secure now in the merciful arms of God, knowing his grace and reward for you today. And as you encounter others wandering, someone seeking the blessings of God, well, consider how God might use you to show them mercy and help them know of His grace. So let me pray this closing benediction over you to remember, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. So may you show the compassion of Christ, be guided by the mercy of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the mercy of God now and always. Amen.